Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. Thanks for a good time that we can have communication with you and try to see ourselves in front of you. Father, speak to us. Holy Spirit, open our eyes, our mind, so that we know your will, and your will come true in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open Matthew chapter 16. We read verse 21 to 23. Matthew 16:21. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's. Brothers and sisters, this morning I want to talk about selfishness Christian. When I think this topic, then I will say that selfishness is the legacy of Adam and Eve to human. The main reason Adam and Eve, they ate the fruit because they just think themselves. They rebel God because they think themselves. They want to be themselves and they want to have everything for themselves. That's I call selfishness. And then Adam and Eve, give the attitude of selfishness to Cain. And then now, every human who are from Adam and Eve has this kind of attitude, selfishness. Consciousness or not, this attitude have also been included in the human spiritual activity. There are many examples of real human spiritual activity is not to glorify God, but because of self-interest. It is so funny, if we read Matthew chapter 16, before Jesus asked the disciple, who do you think I am? And Peter gave the good answer. But after this conversation, Peter rebuked Jesus and say, don't go to the cross. How can this theolog, I say this theolog, because for me, a theolog is a person who understands God better than us. He has good understanding about God, but he didn't know the mission of God. So I will say, Peter is a kind of selfish follower, a kind of selfish Christian. We just see Matthew chapter 16, 21 to 23. Jesus just shared his mission. Jesus said, from that time, Jesus began to show his disciple that he must go to Jerusalem. He must go to Jerusalem. When we read the Bible, we need to know the word of must. Must mean must go, cannot not go. So he must go to Jerusalem. If we read from the book of Luke, the journey from Galilee to Jerusalem take 13 chapters of the whole books. And then in this journey, Jesus again and again talked to the disciple that he must die on the cross. Jesus talked about the cross. And then if we read the whole story of the gospel, then we will know that he came to die on the cross. For many people at that time, the cross is the symbol. The cross is a symbol of what? The cross is the symbol of humility. The cross is the symbol of suffering. And then Jesus talked about the cross. That means Jesus talked about humility. Jesus talked about the suffering. But for Jesus, the cross is not humility. The cross is not suffering. But the cross is the will of God. That's why in Gethsemane, Jesus said, "Father, it's not my will, but thy will." For Jesus, the cross is the symbol of self-denying. When Jesus took the cross, that means he must say no to himself, but yes to the cross. I just want to remind you, if you use nickel and there is cross in your body, then you must agree with me. Once you put nickel in your chest, that means you tell the world, "I'm the cross follower," then I'm a self-denying person. If you still selfish, don't put the cross on your chest. Please. Let your friend who put the cross. Huh? The cross is a symbol of self-denying. But Peter see the cross is a symbol of humility. The cross is the symbol of suffering. That's why Peter said like this. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you." In other translation, I see that Peter said, "Far be it from you." Peter followed Jesus. In the beginning, I said, Peter is a good theologian because he can give good answer about who is Jesus. But when Jesus talked about his mission, when Jesus talked about the cross, Peter cannot accept it. The reason why? That's because Peter loved Jesus. He doesn't want to see Jesus die on the cross. No, brothers and sisters. More than that, if Jesus died on the cross, what the result for me? I get nothing. That's why I will say that he cannot accept Jesus die on the cross because he get nothing. Peter have self-interest in following Jesus. Self-interest is position, honor and glory for himself. Brothers and sisters, if you read the Bible, the person who has this kind of motivation is not only Peter, but the whole disciple. That's why we can see that in one occasion the disciple argue who is the biggest among the disciple. We can see that mother of John asked Jesus to give position for John and James if Jesus come in the glory. Every disciple come to Jesus. They have their own agenda. When Peter rebuked Jesus, what did Jesus say to him? Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." I never heard that when PSM angry to someone and say, "Get behind me, Satan." Same with me. But I think sometimes I need to follow this sentence to the church member. "Get behind me, Satan." Like that. So you see, this sentence is very strong and direct. "Get behind me, Satan." Jesus called Peter Satan. Why, brothers and sisters? Because Satan's always seek for his own glory. Satan always seeks for his own glory. Yeah. If we have time, we can see from the book of Ezekiel, talk about the fallen of Lucifer. The main reason, because Lucifer want to have the same level, even higher than God, so that the glory come to him. So Satan used Peter to say something, and Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan, because you seek your own glory." And as we know, at the end, we can see that Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Yeah. He was so upset because his teacher, his master, died on the cross, and then he left Jesus. Brothers and sisters, how can the person like Peter can deny Jesus? He is good theologian. He is good follower. And he dare to die for Jesus. The reason, because Peter has own agenda. And Peter only think about himself. And today, like or dislike, I will say, Peter is us. Like or dislike, I will say that Peter is you and me in some occasion. We go to the church every morning. We pray so close to God. But everything that we pray to God, just only me, 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 me. I try to understand the philosophy of modern people. And then why when Apple released iPhone is so popular. Many marketing people learn about Apple. And then they understand that Apple hit the need of human. What is the need of human? The need of human is selfish. That's why they call iPhone, iPad, iMac. Yeah. They use I want get the best. I want get the first. And then when they release, hit. This kind of people come to the church. And then everybody, when come to the church, "I want this, I want that, I want that. If I cannot get what I wanted, then I will leave the church." Yeah. you can see. Many people just follow the preacher. Oh, that preacher is so good. I want to hear. I want to hear. I want to hear. But did you do something when you hear? No. Just ego, I. So modern Peter is you and me if you have your own agenda. Brothers and sisters, we need to know if today we can follow Jesus, that because the grace of God. No one can come closer to God by himself or themselves, all because the grace of God. By the blood of Christ, we can come close to him. And no need to find your own agenda, because in verse 27, I will read for you verse 27, for the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with angels, and will then repay every man according his deeds. Repay. In these few days, in my self-meditation, I try to compare a preacher and a pastor position. Because sometimes I feel that a preacher is more popular than a pastor. And then a preacher maybe only have 12 sermon notes, and he can go around the world. And a pastor has 50 sermon notes a year, but people still say your preaching is not too good. And then when a preacher go around the world, good hotel, good love offering, good ticket and everything. And a pastor even work till the end of the month, salary enough for 25 days. Another 5 days maybe need to fasting in order to fulfill everything. And then I say to God, God, why different? And God remind me, a preacher pray in front, but a pastor pray in back. That means a preacher, when they work, they get paid right now. But a pastor, when they work, pay at the back. I mean, after finish, then God pay for you. And thanks God. This verse remind me, for the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with angels, and will then repay every man according to his deed. No need to seek for your own, because Jesus promised, I will pay for you. No need to worry. I'm how much more God. I always give more than you expect. Number three. In one side, yes, the cross is the symbol of humility. But you need to know, because of the cross, human can get saved. Because of the cross, God has highly excelled him and give him the name which is above every name. In one side, yes, the cross is humility, but in other side, the cross is the glory of God. Today, if you seek something for yourself, that's nothing. But if you seek cross, then you can see the glory of God. So, what should we do, brothers and sisters? Put off your own agenda. Put on God's agenda in your life. God's agenda is to bring safe to other people. just do the will of God, and God from the heaven will keep promise to bless us. Let us pray. If today you have your own agenda, that's for your own glory, then this message really speaks to us. Jesus want to take us, walk with Him to the cross. If you seek your own glory, you cannot enjoy this journey. Jesus want us have self-denying. But no need to worry. Self-denying doesn't mean nothing. But self-denying is a journey to get God glory. Pinet will lead us in worship. Let's come to God, open your life, and see, do I have my own agenda? Do I am a selfish follower, just think about myself? Put off that, and put on God's agenda in your life. Then you can see the happiness at the end.
The music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to breathe something that's above, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you had required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. Back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you. All I have is yours. Every single
It's all about you, Jesus. Yeah. Just look up to Him. When we look up to Him, our spiritual journey, like a deer walk in the green pasture, everything is so light. Because we don't have our own agenda. We just look up Him. Follow Him. Sincerely. Follow Him. Focus to Him. Now we will use our privilege as a son of God to pray for other people. Just a quick announcement that number two, we pray for Maria Duma. Thanks God because she has already has few time chemotherapy, and then her condition is good, and we pray for because she only have 90 days in Hong Kong. After that she must leave Hong Kong because the employer cannot afford more than that. We pray that in 19 days God can take every cancer in her body so that she can go home and then meet with her family, and then she can start new life at Indonesia. Yeah, we pray for number one, number two, and number three. Let's pray together. we also pray for our brothers and sisters, especially in a time of illness. They can see the glory of God. They can feel that God loves them. By the end, they can say, "Jesus, I want to believe you." And salvation happen in their life. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit will work in this situation. We pray for our brothers and sisters. They are looking for new job. We pray that God will provide and give them the best. Today's Fridays, our mission focus is for SPSG and SP Indonesia. Thanks God, because SPSG has used new place for their worship, and SP Indonesia will move in January. We pray for this time in preparing to move to new place, that God will provide the best and then more people can come, so that by the moving, we can see that good progress for ministry for Indonesian people in Hong Kong. Yeah. We also pray for a mission committee, local outreach, Friday evening activity, house church, and an outreach team retreat tonight and this weekend. We pray that every activity in this church will bring glory to Him, and every person who join really join with sincere heart. Father, thank you for opportunity come to your house. We leave our life into your hand, Father. Please guide us step by step. And then in this spiritual journey, we really seek to glorify your name in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.